Sophia, can you tell us about this this bee project you've got happening Friday?
Oh, I can. So Friday is the introduction of our first program day with CSIRO and our backyard beekeepers. So what we've done is we've joined with CSIRO to put tiny little backpacks on bees, and that backpack collects data as bees enter and exit the hive. And the data is being collected as part of a global project with CSIRO, and then we will have students analysing the data, because the focus is on honeybees are really important pollinators, and without them we actually have food security issues. So imagine not being able to have something available on your plate because honeybees are no longer around to pollinate and do the work for it. So it's amazing how something so tiny can create so much data and rich data. So tomorrow we're going to be looking at how is weather impacting on honeybee activity and what patterns can we see around the honeybees going in and out of hives, and how long are they away from the hive, and what are they collecting, and how much honey are they producing.
So tomorrow's the launch of the project, or the presentation, or the...
So we'll be having students from our various partner schools coming in. They're going to be hearing from the backyard beekeepers, who are really passionate locally about honeybee security, learning why bees are really important to our ecosystem. And then they will be working with CSIRO around data and actually understanding what data we're getting. And then they'll be looking at honey as a food product and what that means for us in terms of food security and the quality of honey.